This is Eric Robinson, your man with the mic. Thousands of husbands and wives divorce each other every year. Indeed, one of the most difficult counselling jobs is to reconcile quarrelling couples. Mr. Don Hartman tells stories of couples who were quarrelling bitterly.
One case I have in mind is one that, like most of the problems of a low-rent housing project family, that either is based on or aggravated by lack of income. And in this case, the family was having problems. It seemed that every payday, the husband was not coming home from work. Immediately, I felt that this man must be out throwing the money away, and I became very critical of him, in which it was my mistake. Because later, as I counseled with the family together and got better acquainted with the young man, which, by the way, is a father of four, I found that this man was staying out at night, all night, after this payday, not throwing his money away, but desperately trying to find some way to have more money. And it wasn't being done in a good way either, in a moral way. In other words, he was thinking perhaps even trying to sell dope, to push dope, or to go out and gamble. But the idea was to make a fast buck or to get some easy money to help supplement the lagging income. Well, here was a case where we were called in, and through counseling and finding out the problem of the home and the fact that this young man, his job, did not pay sufficient salary.
Don, who called you in?
The wife. Well, as a result of this counseling and help that we were able to get for him, he is now working in a local bank, and since then, this man has become dependable, a steady employee, and so he has settled down, and the family now is looking to me as if it's making headway and going to be a fine, established family.
Tell me another story, please, Don.
Well, another one in mind is a larger family of about seven children. The wife had been married once before, and her husband was killed in an automobile accident, and then she married this second man who was about, I would say 6 to 8 years, maybe even 10 years younger than she was. Well, this made, right here, is a problem in some cases. And they were having difficulty in the home. Once again, not much income. He was drinking heavily. They were having so many complicated problems, just one after another piling up on each other. By the way, again, the wife called me in. I find this is where this happens most of the time. The wives come to me. And after I talked with her and had a couple meetings with her and got familiar with the situation, the next thing I wanted to do was talk with the husband separately. I met with him several times, and the man cooperated. He became more helpful at home, which he hadn't been before. He was one of these persons who would not lift a finger to help his wife, who I've said already had a large family. And he settled down, and he is now working with Goodwill Industries, driving a truck, working steadily. And this family now has become a much better one for the children and for each other, husband and wife, because of the two people's willingness to cooperate and make their marriage work.
Don, why do you think it is that it's usually the wife who calls you in for consultation and counseling?
But I feel sometimes the wife is more mature than the husband.
And do you think that women find it easier to ask for outside help, and that men are rather proud and they think that they can manage their relationship with their wife, especially with their wife, but a private relationship themselves?
Very much so, and this would come under the idea of the maturity, I think, too.
The Reverend Don Hartman, chaplain of Bethany House in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. This is Eric Robinson, your man with the mic.
Man with the Mic is produced by the Methodist Church in association with the National Council of Churches. Presented in the public interest by this station.